chapter 3. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, and I want to get into your hearts today, we're chosen, not frozen.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
That God's anointed us and appointed us for a time such as now. We serve a now God. When I was looking at that, he reminded me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 2. He said, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted." You could turn that down a little bit, honey. My volume's a little strong. "In a day of salvation have I succored thee," or kept thee. He said, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I want you to understand and get something in your hearts today. We serve a now God, the God of today. Sometimes we look at the word and we look at it as a history book, but it's the living word of God. It's living and it's alive. And when we believe and trust God to be the God of now, all of a sudden we'll begin to witness the wow. I don't know about you, but I like those wow moments. Amen. I like those wow moments when God just shows up and does what he wants to do. Amen. And sometimes it's when I least expected it, all of a sudden he just shows up and shows off in a mighty big way. I want you to understand we serve a great big God, and he fills the whole universe, and we can't keep putting him in this little box. We kind of put him in a box like Jack in the Box, where we're just winding the Jack in the Box and we're waiting for a wow moment or something to pop up. God is always alive. God is always active. God is always doing something in our midst. Amen. God wants to do something in every heart and every life of everyone in this room today. Not only in this room, but all those that will go on the website, he's going to minister to them too. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "I thank God he's the God of now. And I'm expecting wow." When you get excited about something and you have a wow moment, how do you react to a wow? How do you react to a wow? You don't just go, you just don't go, wow. Amen. You know, if he's saying to you and I, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." Amen. And so that we got to be living a life, wow, 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 wow. No matter what the world is saying, God has his hand of protection over his church and over the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hello, hello, hello. And the only ones that aren't protected are the ones that doubt him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. So we're looking for, what the Lord's speaking to my heart about, well, let's go to Philippians to our text, or I might just go all over the place, but guess what? I'll still go all over the place. Wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, that's where I'm going. Amen. Because God knows, I may not know what you need, but I serve a God that sees everything and he knows everything that you need.
Amen.
And then I can stand on that and say, "Well, wait, do I have a need? Does anybody have a need in the room?"
Yes.
Come on. Then I have to say, "My God shall supply for my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus."
Yes.
Amen. He is the supplier. He is the provider. Amen. He is the one that will provide for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Hallelujah. We got Singer Dusty here. Hallelujah. Yeah. So in Philippians, verse number, chapter 3, verse number 17, the apostle's writing to the church at Philippi. So when I'm looking at letters written to churches, we're the church, we're the body of Christ. Amen. It's written to us. God's no respecter of persons. So he says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Today's message is, it's time for change. God gives us his charge. With his charge comes a challenge. With the challenge comes a choice. Amen? Amen? Amen. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here in the house? I want to come into unity and agreement. You know what the adversary is constantly trying to do? He's trying to bring disagreement in the body of Christ. Amen. And the Bible says, if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. Amen. So when we come into unity and we start in the same thought patterns and the thoughts of Christ, all of a sudden God can do the magnificent. Hey, you want to see mountains move? Walk in unity. Walk in agreement. Amen. Hey, you know, and then the one thing, you may not agree with everything, but we disagree in love. Hello? Amen? 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 We don't take offense? Hello? Hello? Just because we don't see things the same way, we don't take offense? Because that's the root of the adversary? That's the root of what he wants to bring? He wants to bring division in the body of Christ? And God's saying, united we stand, divided we fall. Amen? And we're going to take this nation back for the kingdom of God. This nation was founded for Christ Jesus. It belongs to Christ Jesus, and we're going to take it back. It's drifted away, but we're going to return, and God's looking for an army to rise up and take back what belongs to the kingdom. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to get a little excited about the one I serve. Hello? 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 Nobody wants to follow a dead God. Look at the one next to you and say, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or even think. In other words, let's not make our thinking so small. We serve a God that fills the universe. We serve a great big God. So when we have this one obstacle or this one battle, what we're battling right now is the COVID, and most of that's a lie. Hello? Can I say something to everybody in the room? Okay, just listen to me. There's approximately 150,000 people in Rockingham County in Harrisonburg, Virginia, a population of about 150,000. There are 6 in critical care with the COVID virus, 3 on ventilators and 3 aren't. All right, but out of the 6, so if you look at the math, 6 people out of 150,000 isn't a whole lot. Now, the adversary wants to make it bigger than what it is, to try to make it bigger than the God we serve. My word says, every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. COVID has a name. We take authority. We bind it by the power and authority of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Amen. So first we're going to look at the charge. Oh, wait, we're going to lift the word. That's what we're going to do. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Come on. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in this atmosphere today. So, Father, as this word goes forth, may it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you. So, Lord, we just say, have your way in this atmosphere. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. God doesn't share his glory with anyone. Everything we're speaking and saying is to glorify God. Amen? That he's the one that receives all the glory, all the honor. It's his word. It's not my word. Amen? But God's given us a charge. What do you think of it when you think of the word charge? And I'm not talking like charging a battery. A charge, if I give you a charge for something, I'm entrusting you with a duty. In other words, I'm entrusting you with something. And God is entrusting us with his word. We're in a lost and dying world, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. I mean, he's the answer to every problem, every circumstance, every situation. He's the name above every other name. And he says every name, that name must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen? So we're going to proclaim and declare his name. So as we're looking at the charge, in Romans 2, beginning to read with verse number 4, it says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Repentance is when you're going this direction, there's a turnaround, there's a change. Amen? We're changing direction. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek the glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and then also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Amen. So the charge here first is to do good. Yes. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Man, we're to be a blessing. You know, even in this world, we're to bless them that persecute you and despitefully use you for my name's sake. The Bible says, for great is your reward. For so they persecuted the ones that came before you. Amen. And if you think that serving the Lord, that everybody's going to agree with you, they're not going to agree with you. We have a nation that's totally divided, and the church can't be divided. We united, we're standing, okay? Amen. We're doing good. We're sowing good seed. Amen. God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we reap. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, with this in mind, verse number 17, he reminds you and I. How many is going through something? Come on. Come on. The apostle reminds the church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians 4, 17. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more and exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but that the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The writer of Hebrews would say, faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And just because we're not seeing it, it doesn't mean that God isn't doing something. Amen? Because what I'm holding on to, there's an end-time revival, I believe. There's an end-time return of the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs to come back first. What have we got to come back to? What Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We've been seeking the things of this world to fill our flesh. And God says he's got more power for you in the spirit to overcome the flesh if you put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What are you desiring? What vision has God given you? Don't feed the vision, feed him. Seek him first and trust him in and through it, and God will provide. Because the word of God says, my God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Yes. Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
Am I preaching to me or am I preaching to all of us?
All of us.
Amen? So with this charge comes the challenge. Who shall change your vile body that may be fashioned unto his glorious body? Amen? In other words, God wants to do something in every heart and every life. He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through, but you've got to allow him to do it. God is a gentleman. God isn't going to force himself on anyone. I can't force feed you the word. You know, if I force fed you the word, you know what's going to happen? You're going to regurgitate it. You're going to spit it back up. Amen. You can't shove anything down anybody's throat. Amen. You let it come in the airways, and if you want to receive it, receive it. Chew on it, and if it tastes good, swallow it. If it doesn't taste good, spit it out. Amen. Wait a minute. The Holy Spirit is saying something. I can't use that statement. Because he said, it doesn't always taste good to your flesh, but know that it's going to be beneficial for your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit.
Amen.
So not all the time when God brings you a word, it's going to taste good or it's going to feel good.
Amen.
Ouch. Are you listening? Amen. Most of the time when the Lord wants to deal with me, he deals with my flesh. My flesh gets in the way. Amen. So he's given us a second. He's going to challenge us. There's a challenge. If we're going to be bold and filled with the Spirit of God, we're to face challenges. In Romans chapter 8, a familiar scripture, verse number 28. So, if we look at the challenge here, we have the charge. We allow them to change us. The challenge is when I'm faced with something, even when it doesn't feel good, even though it doesn't look good, that God says it's for my benefit. Hello? How many know that God will never allow more on you than you could bear, and he always has a way of an avenue of escape? Amen. 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 So if we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verse number 29, the word of God's 28, excuse me. He says that we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Usually we stop there. But Lord said, read the next verse. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Amen. In other words, what God is saying, I picked you, I called you just like you are, but I love you so much, I'm not going to leave you that way. I'm going to transform you into my image that you'll be just like me. You'll never be Christ. None of us are Christ, but all of us have Christ in us, the hope of glory. So he says this, conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. Yeah. Look at the neighbor and say, you're born again. All things have passed away, and all things are made new. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are being transformed into the image of Christ. So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Hey, man, I'm looking at somebody beside me. Look at the one beside you. I'm looking at somebody beside me right now. Come on, talk to each one of them. That's being transformed in the God's image. Amen. 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 Hello? 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 So when I look in the mirror and I see Carl rising, amen, I give back Carl below Christ. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Amen. I overcome him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. What am I saying? Am I feeding the adversity or am I feeding the victory? Hello? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. We got to learn to change our words. Sometimes the body of Christ doesn't realize how valuable and how strong their words are. Hello? Do you know that demons of darkness has to bow to the word of God? Amen. And God made you a vessel for his glory and for his honor. Amen. So he's not only given us a charge, but he gives us a challenge with this. And with this challenge in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians 3, verse number 18. He says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So with that in mind, and 1 John chapter 3, the beloved writes this. Verse number 2. Just a reminder that the challenge is to be transformed into the image of Christ. Okay? Amen? Recognizing who we are in this world. We're Christ ambassadors, right?
That's right.
We're heavenites. Hello?
Amen.
So the word of God says in verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. He didn't stop there. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. Amen. So we find that he's given us the charge. He's given us the challenge. But guess what? It's our choice. It's our choice. And so if we look at the choice in Joshua chapter 24. Verse number 15. The word of God says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods.
Amen.
So the choice here, and when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me what the prophet Joel said in Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Joel said this, Dusty. Joel over there said, Dusty, Dusty pointing to Joel. Joel 3:14. He says this, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. In other words, what God wants to say to us, we're either believing God or we're not. God is saying to choose him and believe him at his word. No matter what it's looking like in this nation, no matter what it's looking like in this world, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man, he needs to repent. God said it, and he will do everything he said he would do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited.
Amen.
Can we get excited about Jesus? How about giving Jesus a hand clap of praise? How about that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This afternoon, I'm hoping I get to clap a lot with Philadelphia Eagles playing today. Because we soar like eagles. Guess what? I won't watch the game. Nah. Amen. But he's calling for us to make a choice. It's just like our choice to rejoice.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes. Amen.
Let me say something to you. If I relied on my flesh to rejoice, and I was looking at the things that were surrounding me, there wouldn't be any joy whatsoever. But I choose to rejoice. I choose to be glad. Amen. The joy of the Lord is the fruit of the Spirit, and it's my strength. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy brings, I might get caught for a moment, but then I start laughing at him because God reminds me where he's going to. Amen. I've read the end of the book, and we win the battle. Amen. Amen. And we might lose a little skirmish here, a battle here and there, but ultimately we win the war.
Amen.
Are you with me? So in Psalms 33, with that in mind, the Lord wants to remind you and I of this, because of the day and age that we're in, especially. Verse number 11, The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Wait a minute. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he have chosen for his inheritance. I live in this nation. This nation was founded for God, and I believe this nation's going to prosper no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what rule they come up with. Amen. Guess what? I'm going to follow man's law, but if man's law tells me to go against God's law is greater than man's law. No matter what happens, I may be persecuted for his name's sake, but I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct my path. Amen. We're standing in Christ, the solid rock. We stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. I feel like I could have a pepper rally. Yeah, I better not. I'm glad I don't have no pom-poms. Aren't you, Jonathan? Jonathan, aren't you glad I don't have pom-poms? You'd have to pray harder for me, wouldn't you, Jonathan? So what's the Lord saying? He's given us a charge. In this charge, we're faced with a challenge. And this challenge, we're to make a choice. And what God says is this will bring about the change. Amen? If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Hello? Hello? I didn't say it. God said it. Amen. I believe him at his word. Amen. I believe him at his word. Amen. So this calls for, we have the charge, the challenge, the choice. That's going to bring about the change. In Romans chapter 12. That wasn't me. Yes, it was, the baby said. He's reminding us in 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So he's given us the charge as children of God in closing. He's given us the challenge. Hey, we're faced with the challenge. But he calls for us to make a choice. And as we choose him, we'll witness the change.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
I was reminded in Acts chapter 12.
Worship his holy name.
God
like
breaks the chains.
Oh,
he was reminding me of the apostles that were tied. They were in prison in Acts 12, verse 7. And the word of God says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly.
People of the Son is spelled.
And his chains.
P-E-O-P-L-E space O-F. Space T H E space S U N.
So what does the Lord say? Listen, listen. He's charging you now. This is joy. He's giving us a joy. In the nation, in this world right now, we're faced with quite a challenge. But God says, make a choice. And as you make a choice, you'll witness change in front of you. And in this change, you'll see change falling off of people that are bound. So in the midst of adversity, God's going to arise, and the enemy is going to be scattered. Amen. And God is here to break chains. God is here to break addictions. God is here to do what he said he would do. He says he will do it if you allow him to. And like he said, he's a perfect gentleman. He is not going to force himself on anyone. Amen. But he gently knocks at the heart's door. He says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." In other words, he isn't kicking on the door. He isn't banging on the door. He is gently knocking. You know, when I look at love, I've just found gentleness in God's love. Amen? Amen? And sometimes as men of God, we want to shake some people, but God says we just can't shake people. I thought maybe I could shake some sense into them. Amen? You try to shake some sense into somebody, they might shake you back. Amen? But what God is saying to you and I today, as his children, he has never said that we would not face challenges. He never said that he didn't give us a charge as his children. Amen? And that we have choices to make in these last days. Amen? Amen? And he reminds me, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, as you see the day approaching. The world will try to say it's not good to be in the house of the Lord, but it's okay to be at Walmart. It's okay to be at the restaurant, but it's not okay to be in the house of the Lord. They're lives from the pits of hell. Amen. You ain't going to get sick in this room. And if you get sick in this room, we've got power and authority in Jesus' name to get it out of you. Hello? Hello? Amen? So can we all just raise ourselves up from our chair? Look, the one next to you said, "The Lord's raising me up." Can we lift our hands to heaven? If you have an addiction or something in your life that God's ready to break it, all he's asking you to do is release it to him. Just release it to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God, I thank you for the plans and the purposes that you have for each and every life, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give each and every one a hope and expect an end. Father, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against their bodies, their minds, their souls, and their spirits in Jesus' name. Father, we declare and decree liberty and freedom, Father God. We rejoice, Father God, because of your goodness and because of your mercy and because of your grace. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Greet on one another, love one another. Just remember, God's given us a charge. With the charge comes a challenge. With the challenge comes a choice. With the choice brings change. And the change, amen, will drop some chains. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the Lord. Anybody needs prayer or anything individual, I'm happy to pray for you.